The Americana with your hosts, Benzi and Will. Thanks for tuning in.
Hello again, Americana listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thanks. How are you guys? How are you, Benzi?
I'm doing really good. I'm a little tired.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had a nice long weekend, and so always getting back to work is always a little bit of a struggle.
It is a struggle. Yeah. It definitely is. No, I'm tired, too. I feel like I get home from work, and I have to, like, I prepare for the next day while I'm at work, because I pump during the day, so I feel like I'm always thinking about ahead. Yeah, so it's like, that's a lot.
You're better than me because I'll be like dead tired right before I want to go to bed and I'm like, I should probably pack my lunch, which takes like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I'll do it tomorrow. I'll have time.
And I don't.
And then I'm either running late to work or I don't pack what I want, you know? Yeah. So you have more discipline than I do, girl.
I have to do that. I have to pack my lunch and I have to, you know, get the bottles ready for my mom to wash the baby with. You know, it's just like always something else for...
We do want to give you guys a warning. We might have a little guest speaker here.
Yeah, she's here. She's a little cranky. You know, I was reading, like, 3, 6, 9, 12, like, those weeks, it's when they go through, like, a little growth spurt. And today, my mom, like, she called me, and I was like, oh, God. I get nervous when she calls. I'm like, what happened? She's like, the baby's been sleeping for, like, 3 hours. Like, and I'm like, that's good. She's growing, right? And now... I was thinking she's probably going through like a little mini growth spurt because she's turning 3 months this week.
Yeah, she's right at her 12th week.
Yeah, so it's like, that's how it's, I read up on it and I was like, okay, that makes sense. So she's been like extra fussy, only wants to be with me or only wants to be cuddled up with me. So
you love it, don't complain.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it because, you know, we hung out this weekend, which is... not as rare anymore as it used to be.
Yeah, I feel like it was hard when you first had her because I wanted to make sure that you were rested. But now that you're kind of getting into the swing, it was easy. I saw you both days this week, Saturday and Sunday.
Yep. And so this weekend, it was the first time she was, like, out with, like, a lot of people. We went to, like, a little barbecue. And it was, like, a lot of people wanting... like, she knows you, and she knows, like, your sister, and, like, the people she's usually with, I don't think she has a problem. But, like, new people, she was, like, man, like, you know, she'd look at me, and I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, but I'm gonna be rude.
Yeah, you don't wanna be that mom that's, like,
don't touch my kid, you know? I am the mom that's, like, behind there with wipes, you know?
Just, that was hilarious, because I would see you cringe, and people are... I'm sure they're doing it so that they can... you know, they figure it's better for me to kiss her hand than kiss her face. But they don't realize that she shoves her hand in her mouth because she likes to suck on her hand. So I see you, like, as they kiss her hand and they turn around, Wilkes comes behind with, like, a baby wipe and wipes her hand down.
Oh, my God. I'm just, like, I'm not going to be a helicopter mom or whatever it's called.
But that's very typical of my
mom. But it's just, like, it drives me crazy because she does. And now she's like, my right hand tastes good. I wonder what my left hand tastes like. Wow, it tastes better. Let me see what they both taste like.
Together.
And she, like, yeah, at the same time. So she's, like, always, she entertains herself for hours.
Well, I did say, wait till she finds her feet. When her legs get a little longer, and she's like, what are these things over
she's
here?
She's like, oh, my God, another 3 hours there. But, no, besides that, it was a good weekend. I don't feel like I got any rest in it, though. I was like, go, go, go.
Sundays are my rest days. I sleep in as much as I possibly can, and then I get up and try to do as few errands as I can, which isn't really conducive to... because then when I'm at work, like, during the work week, I'm like, oh, it's my... I'm just going to do this on the weekend. And then when on the weekend, I'm like, I'm just going to relax.
Yeah, I know.
So a whole bunch of things start piling up. But, yeah, I definitely have to get a little bit more discipline when it comes to that. But, yeah.
Yeah, no, Sundays, I love Sundays. We've been making it like a tradition to go to Cheddar's on Sunday.
Yeah.
We've been the past 3 months. The past 4, like every Sunday. Honestly, it's like good food.
And very cheap.
Great price.
Yeah. Like, I was surprised. I got the vegetable plate, which comes with a soup and 4 sides. And it was like $9 after tip was like $10.07.
Yeah. It's crazy. It was like the first time we went, Leo and I... we, like, sat at the bar. We got a couple of drinks. This was before Isla, of course, you know. oh, God. I know you're laughing.
Yeah. Oh, there we go again.
So, well, we got the check, we got drinks, we got appetizer, we got a meal. I almost ordered a dessert, and I was like, no, it's too much. Mm-hmm. And, like, we looked at the bill, and I was like, wait a minute. They definitely didn't charge, like, a glass of wine or something. And everything was in there. It was, like, under $40.
That's for two people.
For two people. We got drinks and drinks, meals, appetizer, two meals that... They were so big, I had lunch for the next day. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the heck? Then we took my mom, and my mom, like, you know, she ordered him. Lil was like, what do you think we just spent? And she's like, I don't know, like $80. He's like, 45.
What?
Yeah. She was like, us three? I was like, yeah, mom, we love this place.
That's what
if
but
you guys
it's have,
delicious.
If you guys have a Cheddar's near you, go and get the biscuits. They have like a honey
oh
butter
my God,
glaze.
The croissants.
The croissants. I'm sorry, I said biscuits.
Oh, they're
croissants.
Delicious.
They're flaky, light as air. We got your sister-in-law and my cousin into them, and she's like, oh my God, they're so good.
It's
they're
like
$1 a piece.
The sauce they put on it is so freaking good. It's so good.
It's delicious. But yeah, that was our weekend. We definitely take relaxing seriously.
Yeah, no, for
sure. I
think
that's a theme, and Sundays do tend to be our wind down day. I wouldn't say it's my favorite day. I really like Saturdays.
You like Saturdays?
Yeah.
I like Sundays.
Saturdays is just like, I have a whole other day of this. So that's why.
So that's why you like Sunday. You're like, oh my God, I have this. Sunday's like the bonus day.
Yeah. So I was interested because we were just mentioning Cheddar's and I started laughing because you had ordered a beer and that was the first time I saw you order a drink since you got pregnant. So I was like, oh my gosh, she's actually going to order a drink. And I know that you're breastfeeding, but you do luckily produce quite a bit of milk that we're like, you're fine.
Yeah.
Just give her from your storage. Mm-hmm. And she yelled back at the waiter like, Cancel the beer. Can you explain that to
like,
us?
Like, I was sitting, like, it was, like, in my head. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna have a beer today.
She hadn't had, as far as I know, she hasn't.
I have not.
Drank.
I have gone out and, like, to my friend's house, and she's like, oh, we can have a glass of wine. And I'm like, okay. She'll pour for me, and, like, as she's pouring it, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, no, I can't do this, I immediately feel guilty. Mm-hmm. I ordered the beer yesterday, and I'm just like, I tell Lil, I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna have a sip, and you can have the rest, and he's like, no, enjoy it, like, have the beer, you know, you have it, and I'm like, now I'm like, oh God, I don't have, like, a partner in this, he's not gonna drink it if I don't drink it, so then I, like, called the waiter, I was like, no, cancel the beer.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I feel like it got, like, a little bit of guilt, and then I feel like people might judge. Like, even the waitress, I felt like she might be judging me because she sees that I have the baby, and I feel like she would have thought, like, oh, look at her. She's got a baby. She's breastfeeding, and she's going to order a beer.
That's so crazy. And I'm just like, there's no way that she can possibly know that you were breastfeeding. And even still, like, what they're... And I told Wilkes, and we were kind of like, girl, who cares what they think? You never have to see them again. And they're probably thinking, this girl has not had a drink since she found out she was pregnant, which was actually about a year ago this month. Mm-hmm. Because you came back from your...
April 24th. We found out.
Yeah. And I kind of knew, and then you didn't officially confirm it until after you had notified everyone.
Yeah.
But I was like, maybe not, I don't know, and it was just little things. But, so that actually brings us to a little bit of our topic, which was, we were discussing what we wanted to chat about today, and it was just insecurities that we deal with.
Yeah.
As women in general, and specifically with our roles that we play, you, Wilkes, as a new mom, or as a wife, or in your career, or whatever, and myself being kind of the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. I'm not married, I'm not in a relationship, and I don't have any kids just yet. So would you consider that one of the insecurities? Like, as far as a new mom, do you feel, like, judgment?
Yeah, oh yeah. I feel judgment from, like, even my own mom, right? Like, oh, I don't... Like, she watches the baby now while we're at work, and so she's like, oh, I know her. I know her cries. And I'm like, no, I know her cries, you know? Like, but then if I'm doing something wrong, or, like, I've caught myself, like, asking my mom what to do, like, I feel like I might not know or something. But I think in the beginning, like, I didn't give Isla her first bath. Like, I had my mom do it just because I was so scared, and I wasn't secure in my own, like, maternal instinct, I think. But now I'm just more, people might offer advice, but I'm just like, oh, yeah, okay. And then, you know, decide what I want to take from it.
Well, we mentioned a couple episodes ago, actually, if you listen to our Samuelcast episodes with Mauro Lentz, we were mentioning, like, the instincts that we as women have and how you as a mom have tapped into that as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know what your kid needs. You'll take advice, especially from your mom.
Definitely.
You know who you trust, but ultimately, yeah, you can trust your mom, but you know your kid more than anybody would.
Yeah, and things are much different than they were, you know.
20 plus years ago,
so it's kind of like, guys, come on. I think I can know a little bit. But insecurities are more like, I think, growing up Hispanic, maybe you can agree to this, like, I think expectations to look a certain way or act a certain way, and then you feel insecure, like, because I've gotten nicknames like, oh, flaca, or which is like, skinny, or nariz, like, because I have, like, my dad's half Lebanese, so my mom says I've always had, like, a big nose or something because of that. No offense to any Lebanese listeners, you know, I think it's beautiful, but narizona, they'll call me, or my aunt calls me babosa, which are all, like, I know that they're terms of endearment, but they're really not, because I feel like then you get a complex, right? Like, growing up, I was like, oh gosh, maybe I do have a big
nose. Like, why did they pick that?
Yeah.
Clearly it stands out.
And my big eyes, because I do have big eyes. So I always was, like, embarrassed by them, you know? And insecure about them. But...
And I feel like a lot of the insecurities that women do share are physical. So weight and your body shape tend to be the biggest ones that we individually would, if somebody says, what are you insecure about? Our minds jump right to physical.
Oh, yeah.
You know, no one thinks, oh, well, you know, I really feel like I could speak more eloquently. Like, that's not really where people go necessarily.
Right.
Not until they dig a little deeper, but typically it's my hips, my thighs. I wish my breasts were bigger, or I wish they were smaller. I wish my hair was this or that. For me, I was always bigger than girls my age, but my height was a huge insecurity for me. Because I was a pretty normal height until I was probably in middle school.
And then
I just shot up. And I was taller than most guys my age. I was a sixth grader, about as tall as eighth grade guys to a point, you know.
Thank you.
And so I finally evened out right around, like, my sophomore year in high school. I hit 5'9". And for a sophomore in high school, that's still tall.
Yeah, it is.
And so I've been always larger in both regards, heavier and just taller than people my age. And so that was a big insecurity. I wouldn't wear heels. Even some guys were like, you shouldn't wear heels because you're so much taller. Guys who were tall, they're like, why are you wearing heels? And I'm like, well, it's not because, you know, some people wear it to look taller.
Yeah.
But as women, we know that you don't want to go to a wedding in flats. You know, like,
right.
it doesn't dress up your outfit. So I had to be very specific about the kind of shoes I got, because I refused to wear heels, and then I didn't know how to walk in them when I finally started choosing to wear them. It really took a good friend of mine who was like, girl, forget what they say, wear your heels, who cares what anyone thinks, to finally get me out of that. And now I'm trying to explore more, and I know what I can handle as far as thicker heels or lower heels.
Kitten heels?
Kitten heels, I don't know, they're not flattering. I feel like they make you look funny. I feel like they make my feet look funny. It's either flats or, like, a heel that's about 2 inches or larger.
I love heels, but I digress. No, but that's true, because I think in Spanish households, I think they show their love with food, right? And so they want to feed you, and they sometimes think... Chunky means healthy, right? Like,
to a certain age, and then those same people turn around
and say, exactly, that's where I was getting at. Like, to a certain age, like right now, they love, everyone's like, oh my god, Ayla, she's so chunky, que gordita, you know. But if she keeps going like this in middle school age, they're gonna be like, oh my god, mira que gorda, like, look,
yeah,
how
she's getting chubby,
oh my god,
you
don't
need
let
to watch
her go
her,
yeah, don't let her say like that or whatever, you know. I'm just like, okay, last year you're saying, oh, she's so cute.
Yeah, and
I think
that's typical.
What I think breeds complexes, right? You know, growing up and feeling like, oh, you know, I don't know.
Did you ever feel compared to another relative of yours? I know that you have some cousins who you grew up with. You know, for instance, they would call you flaca. Did you have somebody, like a relative, who was probably curvier than you that you were compared to? Or was that just more specific to you?
No, I don't. I don't ever feel like I was compared to anyone. Maybe, like, other people would be like, oh, you know. No, I don't think so. The only thing with the flaca thing was like when I was pregnant, I was walking, like, I don't know if I told you, I was walking to meet up with Leo downtown, and I ran into one of our like neighborhood friends, mm-hmm. and literally it was like the weekend after we formed, like, I had made 13 weeks. Where you know I didn't look like anything until, yeah, like, I don't think it showed months.
Yeah, until like 5 or 6 months. Yeah.
So this lady, she walks up to me and she's like, "Hi, oh my god, you look fat. Like, you look like you've gained weight." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "What?" And I was like, "Well, I am pregnant, but I don't feel like I've gained anything." And it was so crazy because in my first trimester, I lost weight because of my morning sickness. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, what the heck? Because my face got a little rounder or whatever.
That's a faux pas. You don't say that to anyone.
You don't say that. You know, I was just like, what the heck?
Yeah, that was crazy.
And, like, I feel like Spanish people, like, they're very, like, loose with their tongue, right? Like, they'll just kind of be like, oh, you look so, like, you look fat or you look big.
I remember there was this one specific instance, and it was my mom's cousin. Okay, I was out with my mom to, like, this bodega, mm-hmm. and we ran into my mom's cousin and his wife, mm-hmm. and they were always really sweet, and I was friends with their daughter, you know, and so we're like, oh, hey, and then, like, by the register, they sold, like, little individual candies. I'm like, hey, mom, can you buy me one? Mm-hmm. And mom was like, Lisbeni, no, and then the cousin's wife was like, yeah, Lisbeni, you don't want to do that, because you're just going to get larger. And it wasn't like, hey, that's not healthy. It was just like, you're just going to... She was just saying, you specifically should not have this. And so I put it back, and I was like maybe 12, or like between 12 and 14. And I was like, oh, my God. And then I put it down. And then we walked outside, and I could tell she felt really bad. And she's like, oh, I was just playing. I was just playing. Oh, my gosh, yeah. I was just playing around. And I'm like, uh-huh. Like, and I'm not going to argue like with that, her, you know. But I was like, I knew even at that young age. I'm like, you weren't playing. You were serious.
Yeah.
And either your husband was like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. Or you yourself felt guilty.
Yeah.
You know. Serendipity actually comes to find out her daughter started getting a weight issue shortly after that. Oh, yeah. And she slimmed down after that. But it was just, like, something that stayed with me. And luckily, I was never necessarily compared because around my specific age, so
I don't have a contemporary, right?
I mean, I guess I do. Like, I have a cousin who's 2 years older than me, and then I have Marilyn who's 3 years younger than me. But Marilyn was always seen as much younger than me. Okay. And then the other cousin of mine, who, even though she's closer to my age, she hung out more with my older sister. Okay. So they would compare them two. And then her older sister and my other older sister were always kind of, not compared necessarily, but those were more contemporary. So I didn't personally outwardly feel compared, but I wouldn't be surprised if I was, maybe secretly.
Yeah, maybe, secretly.
And I was just like, well, and now I kind of feel that. Even now, like, there's a little group of us, of all of our cousins, who are over the age of 25 and not married. Mm-hmm. You know? And I'm just like, I wonder if they're thinking, like,
who's gonna be next?
Yeah, like, who's gonna be the one que se quedó? The one who was left without anybody.
The spinster? No.
You know? Like, it's me, Marilyn, Joelle, Rihanna. Like, a whole bunch of us. And it was just like, you know, and we're doing this out of our own choices because we're pursuing other things.
It's different now. That's why I think our families and the older relatives don't understand that things are different, right? Like, by this time, our parents had us. You know what I mean?
At my age, my parents had all four of us already. And that was it. She was done with kids. And there was four children.
And it's so different that now we're starting, right? Like, now we might be dating. Now we're getting married, you know, so now it's like they're thinking, oh my god, they're so late, you know, and it's just like, no, you know, it's just different times. But I think now, besides our own insecurities, I think now in the media, which we've talked about before, I know, with like social media and how, you know, Instagram portrays these perfect little bodies and models and the Kardashian trend of the small waist and the big butt, you know, and other girls might not have the big butt, so they get, like, compared to celebrities where they're to the point where they go and spend thousands of dollars on plastic surgery.
Young girls.
Yeah. I was reading, I looked up, you know, like, stats on, like, plastic surgery. And in 2016, it was something like 14.7 million plastic surgery, different cases of people getting, like, and the number one was breast augmentation, mm-hmm. like, the top procedure. And then there's one guy in particular who's going, he's had 42 surgeries to look like a real-life Ken Barbie.
I remember him. He wants to look like a Ken doll, and then mm-hmm. there's another guy who wants to look like Kim Kardashian because he thinks yes. she's perfect.
Yeah.
And I don't see how he even resembles her.
And you know what's crazy? It's like they've gotten surgery too, so it's like I don't understand.
Like, you're not really looking to, that's what I was literally just thinking, like, this person is insecure, and so yeah. he wants to make himself look like Kim Kardashian, who he admires, but she doesn't even look like Kim right. Kardashian anymore, because exactly. she is doctored. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so crazy if you look at pictures back when she was friends with Paris Hilton.
Oh my goodness. And night now, and day.
You know, and you could see, like, the shape of her hips, and at that age, her body's not changing that much. Mm-hmm. You can almost, I mean, not at this point anymore, but when Kylie started changing, you can almost attribute it to, like, okay, well, you know, her hormones kicked in, because we're yeah. used to 13-year-old Kylie.
Yeah.
But now she's like, okay, there's no way.
And now I think with us, like, you're asking me, oh, were you ever compared to your cousin or family member? It's almost one of those things that you're just like, yeah, but, you know, it's not something bad, right? Like, it's not like your cousin. Now kids, teens are compared to celebrities, something that's almost unattainable, right?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. you can't keep up with a celebrity lifestyle. And their whole fit tee or their waist belt, like, it's more than that, right? Like, I love how Khloe makes it seem like she wears her waist trainer and that's why she's so thin. No, she probably has lipo,
mm-hmm.
you know, fat. Moving to different places or yeah. relocation. It's one of those things, like, come on.
Or even the fact that, like, you know, going back to the mom topic, mm-hmm. celebrity moms after a couple months snap right back.
Yeah.
You know, like, we have a relative who she, to me personally, I'm like, you can't even tell that you were pregnant a month mm-hmm. ago. And she looks wonderful, mm-hmm. But she was always thin. But that's not necessarily typical of every situation. And yeah. so you look at, like, Heidi Klum or whoever, and they have, like, rock-hard abs, like, a month after having their child.
I don't know how, honestly.
Well, I know how, and it's because they don't have a full-time job, necessarily, that they have to stick to.
Yeah.
So they have people who prep their food. They have a trainer who's at their house for 5 hours a day.
I got a nanny, because, honestly, after having the baby, that first, like, mom,
mm-hmm.
You don't even think about, and it's something you say, like, oh, you have to take care of yourself, to take care of everybody, which is true,
mm-hmm.
but it's to the point where, like, I'm not thinking, oh, God, I gotta make time to go to the gym.
That's not the kind of take care
yeah,
of that,
like,
that I'm
referring
to, yeah,
like, that's the least of my worries, like, oh, let me make sure I get my cardio in today, mm-hmm. so, you know, you're worrying about, did I eat enough, did I drink enough water, did, you know.
Am I well rested so that I don't, right. you know, I can be taking care of her, and
so,
that's the kind of self-care that should matter, but it's like, it is admirable for a woman to, now it's like the snapback, you know,
yeah.
it's admirable for a woman to be able to raise her child and do that, but it's mm-hmm. not necessarily the most realistic,
right.
you know, so a lot of our insecurities come from, like you mentioned, celebrity,
yeah.
And
not knowing the whole picture, like, the whole story, like, how we mentioned before, like, Instagram is a one shot of, who knows, of 600 pictures, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the one good image. So it's like, we see that, and we try to compare ourselves to that, but it's an unrealistic comparison, you know?
There's another one now where it's like, on Pinterest, you'll see it a lot, mm-hmm. and it's like, there's one that's, like, just girly things, and it's, like, a girl with beautiful long hair. She's probably, like, 17, and she's dating this super cute guy, and these two people look like models, and you're, like, either A, this is from a movie,
yeah.
B, these two are models who are doing a photo shoot, or C, maybe they are this beautiful, but this yeah. is not the norm, and, you know, you spread that around enough, and I feel like it's starting to confuse young girls
yeah.
and young guys as to what they should look for mm-hmm. and how they should behave in a relationship.
Yeah, like, everything is goals now. Like,
yeah,
oh,
like,
he bought
goals.
Her,
mm-hmm.
he brought me Domino's pizza, goals. Mm-hmm. It's like,
matching Jordans, goals.
Yeah.
And those things are cute and all, but these are high school students.
Yeah, these are
you
not.
You know, and it's just, it's even as an adult, you're like, is this guy gonna buy me sneakers or mm-hmm. I mean, I know a couple who, he likes to buy her shoes. Sneakers specifically,
mm-hmm.
but they're married for 10 years. Like, at this point, they're adults. They have, you know, expendable income. It's just, that's where our insecurities are stemming from.
Yeah, insecurities, yeah. and it's one of those things that we have to notice them, because it's hard too, because I get insecure if I get called out on things that I know, right? Like if I know I have, like, you know, I go through like bad skin flare-ups, right? So I get insecure about them. Mm-hmm. So if someone brings it up, then it almost makes you feel worse, mm-hmm. right? And so you're just kind of, or you feel like everyone's looking at a breakout or something. But it's something with, like, mental strength, too, to kind of not feed into the insecurity a little bit, or don't let it fester and turn you into a complex. Like, oh, if I get a pimple, I'm not going to go out for a whole week until it's gone, right? Until it's
cleared, yeah.
You know, you just have to be able to know that you're beautiful anyway, and you're the best you are.
So, I mean, it's definitely important to take care of yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So I purposefully try to look professional when I'm at my job. Mm-hmm. You know, I invest in, it doesn't have to be super expensive clothing, but clothing that I know I'm going to wear to work and feel comfortable and professional and presentable in. And then there's times when I'm like, okay, I might notice, like, man, I wish this person, if only they did this, if only they did that. And then I have to catch myself and mm-hmm. say, like, I'm imposing my personal
right.
philosophy on this person who probably doesn't really care. And if they do care, then that's on them to yeah. remedy it, either stop caring or do something about it. So mm-hmm. why do I feel the need to point those things out in someone? Yeah. And then also on the flip side, I would have a friend who I don't notice that her hair looks bad that day. Mm-hmm. Or like somebody would be like, why didn't you tell me that my eyeliner is smudged? And I'm like, because I wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm. And in that same regard, that's how people feel about you. Like right. if you mentioned, like,
you don't
skin.
Call it to focus, like on focus, you mean, like if you don't bring it to their attention.
Mm-hmm. Like if I'm like, oh my gosh, Wilkes, why didn't you tell me my elbows were so ashy? You're like, well, now I know it is. But
yeah.
You know, and it's just something that I'm constantly mindful of, like looking ashy. Mm-hmm. So I pay attention, but the world is not. And yeah. I know of people who delete pictures off their Instagram because they're like, I didn't realize that I had a crazy flyaway on my hairline. And you're like, no one's paying attention. No one's paying attention
it's
to those
true.
Things.
I think, yeah. I think maybe because, you know, obviously for us, it's so big because you know what you're
what we'd like
self-conscious about. And so you assume, like you're saying, that everybody else is thinking the same one. They're just like, what? No.
Mm-hmm. What? No, man.
What? No, man.
That was a road trip inside joke from the Thanksgiving time. But yeah, those are really damaging, and they can really start impacting different types of relationships that we're involved
yeah.
in.
Like, you know, it's funny with the whole comparing thing, because, you know, Isla has a birthday twin.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Her built-in BFF.
I know. From the womb. And they were... So since they were born on the same day, they're really going to experience, you know, all their milestones together, right? Like graduate high school at the same time, college. But it's one of those things, like, as moms, her mom and me, we talk, like, you know, we don't ever want to be the one saying, like, oh, look at so-and-so, she's already got a boyfriend, and look, you don't. Or... Look at so-and-so, she's going to college and you're not even done. You know, like, never want to compare them to their own face. Mm-hmm. Or even within ourselves, like, me think, like, oh, look
by
at her.
By your age,
mine.
I was, yeah.
Because
yeah.
mm-hmm. then it's just, like, it only breeds them to hate each other mm-hmm. in the long run. And it doesn't help at all, because I feel like that causes rebellion, too, right? Like, it's like when you compare your kid to someone else.
They try to be just as different.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's one of those things that I think we hung out when they were visiting. And like, I was like, we really can't. Because we noticed that our family would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, look, you know, she doesn't cry. Or she's not crying, but you're crying.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, look, every baby's different.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see when she cries. We bring her here. Like, she might not be crying right now, but it doesn't mean she doesn't cry ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or just in general, anything. Mm-hmm. Babies are all shaped differently, and so someone will say, or even just psychologically, mm-hmm. like, oh, my child isn't speaking yet. And you're like,
yeah.
Well, the range is anywhere between, you know, 9 months to 16. Yeah. You're only on your 10th month. Calm down.
Yeah.
You know, like, things like that.
So it's one of those things.
Yeah, it's just, I think that the biggest victim of insecurity is your identity.
Yeah.
And identities are being molded from childhood through early adulthood and even beyond, mm-hmm. which is part of why I always kind of say, like, I'm glad I didn't get married young, because I don't know if I would have still been in that marriage necessarily.
Yeah.
I feel like I've changed so much as a person. And your insecurities mold your identity, either in a good way or a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you work through it on your own, then it makes you a stronger, more resilient person.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like you're constantly being picked at or compared to someone, then suddenly something that didn't bother you is now the first thing you think about,
mm-hmm.
because clearly it was enough for that person to bring it up.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I think we have to just be kinder to ourselves and kinder to one another and just
mm-hmm.
Recognize how big of an impact those insecurities... Like, we try to brush them under the rug because it's almost, like, shameful to share those or air those out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's important that we talk about it with people who we know are trustworthy, who can tell us, well, yeah, maybe this is something you can work on,
mm-hmm.
you know, from a place of love. Or, come on, no one's really thinking about that. It's only you.
Yeah.
I would say so. Like, I didn't realize I watched Beauty and the Beast. I know you weren't a huge fan of it.
I wasn't. Oh, we didn't talk about that.
But I watched Beauty and the Beast, and she's always been my favorite princess because I related to her being bookish mm-hmm. and kind of weird and all this. And so I think the rendition was great. I loved it. Visually, musically, yeah, I understand there might have been some shortcomings, you know, but I think it was great.
I don't know.
But all of that to
original.
Say...
Original.
All the way for you.
All the way for me, yeah.
All of that to say, essentially, I was crying, and I was like, oh, how beautiful, and this and that. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize how big of an impact my personal insecurities played into even when I'm watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, well, of course that's going to happen because she is this way, and maybe I should be more like this, and I should... And I'm comparing myself to a fictional princess, you know, and so... I mean, as much as we love the movies or as much as we love books, it's because it's escapism, but I feel like a lot of our insecurities come from those expectations of being a certain way. And when things don't happen that way, we start wondering if something's wrong with us.
Yeah, we always look to that. I think as humans, I wonder why, like, we always tend to believe, like, the worst of ourselves. Like, you know, like, mm-hmm. oh, of course it doesn't happen for me because... I'm this way, you know, when it's just like, no, it's just, you know, it's not like everything's against you. Sometimes yeah. things just don't work out, and that's okay, because sometimes the things that don't work out lead to things that are even better, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, I mentioned it in one of our early, early episodes, The Social Media Monster, if you guys wanted to kind of hear our thoughts a little bit on the good and evil of social media,
mm-hmm.
but I mentioned we compare our... behind the scenes to other people's highlight reels,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it goes back to what you were saying, like, we'll see one cool selfie, but there's 400 very bad ones,
yeah.
you know, and we're not looking at those bad ones. We think, boom, they took one picture, so photogenic, yeah. look how beautiful, mm-hmm. I could never do that. Oh, you can, there's mm-hmm. a lot of lighting and effects, you know, being taken into account, or we look at where we failed, whereas we look at where others have succeeded,
yeah,
you know, and so... Can you think of any other insecurities before we wrap up the episode? Can you think of any other, besides physical, anything else that maybe women struggle with as far as a common insecurity for them?
I think maybe, like, in their role at home, right? Like, maybe, I think, besides being a mom and comparing, maybe even unwillingly you compare yourself to other moms.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the same respect as, like, to other wives or other girlfriends or daughters, sisters, right? Like, oh, you know, she's a better daughter than I am because I don't take my mom out to dinner, right? Or
mm-hmm.
something like that, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes, is it, like, built in? Because I feel like I think like that sometimes, too. Like, oh, gosh, you know, my friend, she does this for her husband, and I've never gotten that for Leo. Like,
mm-hmm.
am I bad at not keeping up tradition, right? Like, I was looking for our second year is coming up. Oh, he's going to, well, whatever. Like, you know, I'm looking like, well, should I do the traditional second year gift?
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked my friend, and she's like, that's a good idea. And I'm like, oh, crap, I didn't do that for the first year, so now I'm starting a new tradition, but you've done that. You know, like, you always want to feel
mm-hmm.
like, you're the best at it, but then you see
And he's probably not even caring.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's like, oh, you know.
Whatever you
but
want.
But it's one of those things that I think at every stage you do kind of, I don't know, I can't help not think like, oh, God, and by not doing that, does that make me less of a wife or less of a, you know, partner? You know, you don't know.
Yeah, specifically to the roles that we play. Like, yeah. Like you said, daughter, wife, mom, boss, or sister. Employee, sister, what have you.
Friend,
yeah.
Even.
Even a friend, yeah. Like, oh, you know, this person went and bought Starbucks for all four of their friends. I'm like, y'all can come with me and pay for your own drinks. Because I work full-time with them.
I know. Or, like, I think, like, oh, God, my friend, she always sends me care packages. And I'm like, gosh, she's such a better friend than I am. Because I feel like I've gotten her one present in, like, 3 years, you know? So I'm just like, oh, my God, so I tell you're such better friends to me than I am to you, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know.
I would say age is a big one. You mentioned it with the babies, you know.
Yeah,
milestones. But also probably one of the big ones, and I think again it comes down to social media, who I blame for everything. which I still use and love very much. I'm always on my phone.
Oh my God, you know, I read a cool side note, cool article about depending on what social media outlet you like the most, which one's your favorite?
I would probably say it's either Pinterest or Instagram.
Okay, so they were saying if you picked Instagram, that you're the narcissist.
Oh my gosh. How would I pick, like, Pinterest?
What? That you're like the type, like you're more of a planner. Mm-hmm. Mostly because Pinterest is more for like ideas, right? Like you don't really go to look at other things. But like Instagram... It's funny because I feel like I look at other people's profiles more than I care to post on mine.
Same, yeah. Only recently have I
so
tried
to. So I don't know
like
how that makes you a narcissist.
I guess their assumption is that you post.
Posting all the time.
But I really like Pinterest more for the aesthetics. Like, when you go on Pinterest, it's rare for you to find a badly taken photo.
Yeah.
You know, whereas on Instagram, you're going to see anybody's mundane day, you know. Mm-hmm. But Pinterest, people are is more...
More
tailored,
curated,
it's
I feel
curated.
Like.
People are very specific as to what they're posting, so everything just looks pretty, and you're like, oh my God, you get a lot of inspiration.
Yeah.
But another one for me, again, because of social media, is material things, and probably because of Pinterest.
Oh yeah.
Like you're like, oh my gosh, I love that coffee table, and suddenly your coffee table's a piece of crap.
Yeah. Yes.
I need an ornate couch, but you really like your comfy lazy boy, but you want an ornate, you know, wooden back.
You see
some
these crazy, you know, expectations. Remember when you went with me to the cake tasting?
Oh yeah.
And the guy was like, the baker was like, I hate Pinterest. Brides come in here and want these unrealistic cakes, you know, that can't happen.
They can't be done. Yeah.
They're on Pinterest and I don't even know how they are, you know, they're painted on. And so I'm just like, all right. Like, Pinterest definitely gives people high hopes. I even wanted a hanging cake for the wedding.
What in the world?
Because I saw it on Pinterest. And my florist, because the florist had to build the cake stand if it was going to be hanging. And he's like, I can't. It's unreal. Like, it's impossible. It's going to have to be a fake cake.
Yeah, and then you cut, like, a sheet cake in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it'll just be
like,
too heavy.
I'm not
going to
pay for styrofoam with fondant. Are you crazy? Mm-hmm. So I was like, never mind then.
But it's just, like, material items, and you see, like, cool jewelry and this new makeup, and now you feel like, I saw this makeup look. I can't just do it with what I have at home. I have to buy this new. Mm-hmm. So you feel comparison in that regard and a little insecure as far as what you know, even, like, purses. I go, every time I feel like the more I look at Pinterest, the more money I spend on just nonsense. And I'm just like, I have to rein those things in, you know?
And it's important to know that. I don't think it makes, like, people who feel a certain way, like, if you have something you don't like about yourself and you have the ability to change it, right, and get surgery, I don't think it makes you weak or, I don't know, succumbing to peer pressure. I think maybe if you're doing it to make yourself happy, then all for it. I'm on board, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're doing it because your partner likes double D's and you have an A cup, or, you know, your partner likes Kim Kardashian, so you feel like you need to look like her to please them, I think no, right? Like, if it's for someone else, I think I can't condone it, right? But if it's for yourself to make you happy and to make you feel good about yourself, then I don't think it's being weak. I think you're just...
You're doing what you need to do to get through it. Mm-hmm. And I would like to clarify, like, I personally, like I said, all of us have insecurities, mm-hmm. so a lot of times we focus on ours without realizing no one is focusing on ours because they're thinking about theirs, but, we're not saying get rid of your insecurities, because mm-hmm. that's an impossible, if you get rid of insecurities, then not, suddenly you're a narcissist,
yeah.
you know? Or you think you're better than everyone else because you have nothing wrong with you.
Right.
But it's not to get rid of your insecurities. It's just to manage them in a way that doesn't control your life,
right.
you know, and it doesn't make you a shadow of who you were or start mm-hmm. impacting your identity
or
your relationships.
Less than,
right. You know, exactly. But yeah, I mean, it bleeds into so many aspects of our lives.
It does.
Some things that I was talking with someone about something similar, and it's just sometimes our insecurities make us sell ourselves short,
mm-hmm.
and we feel subconsciously, we might not voice it, but we feel that there are certain things we don't deserve.
Right.
You don't deserve real love, or you mm-hmm. don't deserve to have a good paying job because you didn't work hard enough or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't deserve to look a certain way, so you just kind of don't do it because you feel like you're gonna look stupid if you try.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, if you have your insecurity, do it with your insecurity. Do mm-hmm. it while you feel, however you feel, and move forward, and you'll see how your insecurity diminishes, or you realize it was something you didn't have to worry about at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are, it starts infiltrating your life, and that's when it becomes a problem. Having
yeah.
them is not the issue. When you focus on them too much is when it becomes an issue.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, of course, we would love to hear from you guys. You guys know where to hear, where to reach out to us. Do you have anything that you think is specific to women, aside from potentially, you know, what we've discussed so far, which is like age and physical insecurities? Or can you resonate with one of the ones
yeah.
that we did?
Or men too. You know, I was mm-hmm. seeing the demo of our, we get a lot of male listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's true. Once, you know, once you're kind of on the back end of podcasting
mm-hmm.
in general, you start seeing the audiences that you start attracting, which
yeah.
is much different than we expected.
So I feel like men, they have, you know, maybe they have different sets of insecurities, but they definitely have them, you know. I feel like everyone has something that
yeah,
they're
of course.
Self-conscious about or feel a certain way about, and I wonder if that has to do with growing up. Did you get picked on it? And
mm-hmm.
so it became like a really big insecurity, or is it something where maybe you're even self-aware? I know you're big with being self-aware, but you even notice it and you've no, and you are you think about it, so it becomes something where you're just like insecure about it because you know it exists.
Yeah.
Hey, the Americana listeners, did you know you can now listen to us on Spotify and also Audioboom?
You can also find us on all social media sites, including Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest under @Americana. Email us at americanapodcast@gmail.com or visit us online, americana.net.
So yeah, a call to action.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a male listener, take 3 minutes, pull out your phone, shoot us an email or comment on our most recent Instagram picture, and let us know about, you can even DM us on Instagram. Let us know if you have a specific insecurity that you think is specific to men,
mm-hmm.
or maybe one that both men and women share. I think it would be something really interesting to bring up for our next episode and just kind of chat a little bit about the dynamics of
Definitely.
Men and women insecurities.
Definitely, but this was a good one.
Yeah, so thank you guys so much as always for tuning in. Of course, we'll be back next week with a new episode.
Yeah.
And as always, don't forget to hit us up. We love hearing from you guys.
Love it.
And we'll be back next week. Thank you.
Bye.